Proclamation number 0972 of 20th of June, 1939. Worldly rulers. Deep full grace. The circle of otherworldly friends closes ever more closely around you and prevents the intrusion of dishonest beings, so that you will not feel their strength and be hindered in your striving. Thus the influx of spiritual strength will become ever stronger, and if it is your will you will now receive spiritual truths to an increased extent and can accordingly contact your friends at any time without having to fear a failure of spiritual strength. The Eternal Deity especially urges you not to become timid if you are threatened by earthly resistance. By only longing for the connection, spiritual strength promotes you, even if it is not always noticeable to your body. The spirit seeks God and every desire will be granted to it. And you'll receive mental strengthening at all times, and the spirit will have nourishment and will not need to live in want. But also visibly the strength will flow over you, and the spiritual good you receive will help you to survive the battle of life. For the Lord gives strength and fortification to those who are in Him. You will only occasionally be troubled by oppositions, however, only to prevent you from becoming tired and lukewarm, for all devotion shall be directed towards this work. You shall again and again devote yourself to this spiritual work with true eagerness and thus also continue to be made happy by receiving the Word of God. And from now on earthly events will be so precipitous, and this will be an ever greater incentive for you to seek contact with the spiritual world, for only spiritually will all earthly events be comprehensible to you humans. Therefore receive a teaching today which shall point you to the sole power of the Creator of heaven and earth. At all times, the worldly rulers have asserted their power over their subjects. They arrogated to themselves the right that actually only belonged to the Lord of creation. By rising above their fellow human beings, enacting laws and as it were, making their subjects slaves. They demanded and forced their fellow human beings to comply with their demands. And in the rarest of cases was actually love for one's subjects the guiding principle of legislation. But if the earthly ruler uses his power in such a way that all love is eliminated and instead of love he is characterized by imperiousness, arrogance, greed for earthly goods and excessive injustice, such a ruler will never be able to find the approval of the divine creator. And such a rule will also never result in the blessing of a people. In such cases the Lord has very often brought His divine power to bear. He has often unexpectedly taken away the ruler's office. He has let them fall from the height of their self-created throne into the deepest depths. And not without intention. In order to show even such an unjust ruler the path to repentance, it was often an act of grace of the greatest magnitude that the divine creator let such an arrogant human being recognize his worthlessness and how little the human being as such can help himself when the eternal deity puts a stop to him and he is ultimately nothing more than a miserable human being at the mercy of someone who exalts himself above him. As long as he rules himself he does not think of his actual self. He recognizes nothing higher than himself. However, once he becomes aware of his helpless situation he first thinks of a higher power and is then still given the opportunity to turn back. And thus the fall from the height into the abyss is often an act of grace of indescribable value. Mean the last salvation for a sinner who has completely fallen away from God, provided he is not yet completely hardened and becomes aware of his worthlessness. His relentlessness and severity must reflect on himself, so that he recognizes his condemnable conduct and remembers the suffering of those whom his severity has condemned. If his own fate brings him to realization, it is a great blessing for him to end his earthly life in greatest hardship and misery, but to have brought salvation to his soul. But woe to him whom his power as ruler has so hardened that he does not want to bow to the most powerful of heaven and earth. Power will one day be taken away from him, and accusers will rise up against him who suffered under his rule, and they will testify against him before the eternal judge, and his sentence will be eternal condemnation. Amen.